Remember when you were a kid and you wanted to go somewhere or do something, but the only way to explain it to your parents was to say those dreaded words, "Everybody's doing it," in which you were quickly asked the stupidest question in the world. Well, if everybody was jumping off the bridge, would you do it too? Well, the answer to that question today may surprise you. According to the U.S. Census, 44% of American adults are single. 40% have tried online dating. Well, it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that these are pretty good numbers if you're looking for love. Let me break it down even further. That would mean that in the U.S., there are over 100 million potential mates available. And of that number, oh, about 40 million people that have jumped off that bridge and landed smack dab into the World Wide Web and are floating around inside internet dating sites just like this one, looking for you. The question now becomes, what happens next? Well, according to Sex in America, a definitive survey, 63% of married couples met through a network of friends. What have I been telling you about chatting with any and everybody? It's the best way to meet people and make new friends, right? And even if you come across someone that is not right for you as a potential love interest, they could very well be your next best friend and the Cupid to your love connection. Keep in mind these additional numbers. There are 86 single men for every 100 single women. Now, these numbers alter slightly depending on where you live. Ladies, good states for us include Nevada, Florida, and Arizona. Now, the really cool thing about online dating is that it doesn't matter where you are right now. You can communicate with anyone, anywhere, and all you need is a computer and an internet provider. Online dating not only covers the meet and greet portion of dating, it also serves to cultivate relationships, too. People often use the internet to not only look for potential mates, but to flirt, ask someone out, check that person out, Google them, and even look for locations to go out on that first date. Now, if you're still stuck in that old-fashioned way of thinking, let's just go down to the local bar, well, it may be of some interest to you to know that only 9% of women and 2% of men say that they've actually found a relationship at a bar. And according to a report released by Pew Internet and American Life Project, even those that have not used an online dating site yet, 31% of American adults know someone that has, 26% know someone that's gone on a date, and 15% know someone that's been in a long-term relationship or married someone that they met online. Don't let the numbers fool you or scare you. The reality is that the people that are the most scared about dating online are the ones that haven't done it. Makes sense? They don't know any better. So, why are you still listening to this? Don't you have some online dating to do? Oh, yeah. One more stat before I go. It took some economist at MIT and some university in Chicago to do a study to tell you what I've been saying since day one. Women and men who post a photo as a part of their profile had 15 times the response rate than those without. Are you still here? This is Letitia, and the numbers don't lie.